You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This episode contains explicit language. Iggy Pop is a pioneer of punk rock, whose legendary career began over 50 years ago. In 2015, he began collaborating on music with Joshua Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. The result was Iggy Pop's 23rd album, Post-Pop Depression. In this episode, Iggy and Josh break down the song American Valhalla and tell the story of how it was shaped by reverb, opera, and the military. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. You're listening to Song Exploder.
I have no plans. I have no debts. But mine is not the carefree set.
Hey, hello, I'm Iggy Pop.
Hello, my name is Joshua Homme.
The gestation of American Valhalla was as follows. Josh sent me a shitty demo, labeled shitty demo, that began with the steel drum and vibraphone motif.
And the vibraphone is an instrument that's plugged in, so it goes woo 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 woo, but I didn't turn it on. It's just played off.
That steel drum. That's really, really unusual melody.
The kind of primitive, trancey underbelly of this song.
And he sent me a text afterwards positing that Valhalla was the most valid and superior paradise for warriors compared to the ones from other cultures, because you had to actually do something really brave and to get in there. And I texted him back saying, well, this raises the question, is there an American Valhalla? Where is it? What is it? After that exchange, I spent a day singing in my car, sitting in my car in the carport, singing to it and coming up with words. I've shot my gun. I've used my knife. This hasn't been an easy life. I'm hoping for American Valhalla. But if I have outlived my use, please drink my juice.
That notion of if I've outlived my use, please take what's left of me.
Exactly.
Is so heartbreaking and wonderful, and it's a tearjerker. Iggy is 68, and that perspective in rock and roll is not represented. But I also think it resonates at 18 years old, 28 years old, 38 years old, because of its honesty and vulnerability. I love the lyrical bend of this because it is vulnerable. It starts by saying, I'm completely stripped. I'm not going to bring anything with me. I'm just curious about, is it there? And can I, you know, who do I have to kill to get in, you know?
Is anybody in there? Who do I have to kill?
We both agreed to sort of ignore chasing down rock music.
Yeah.
And we sort of articulated that the heaviness would come from content and the delivery instead of distortion and easy, what I would call cheap tricks.
Fallbacks.
So the words for this really, they hit me so hard. Whenever we were working on melodies, I always would pick up my hand and look toward the sky because I was using this reference of Bugs Bunny with Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing Wagner. Kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit.
You have this, I don't know what to call that.
But opera.
Yeah, this operatic drama there, but that this look to the stars and a reach with your hand. And this had that.
Where is American Valhalla?
That moment, it's put in reverb. So when you get to that moment, it's bathed.
Mm-hmm. Where is American Valhalla?
And as you go, as you're saying, is there anybody,
in there? Who do I have to kill?
I'm pulling the reverb back so it's coming back into candlelight.
I'm not the man with everything. I've nothing but my name.
If you listen to that, you know, it's standing at the precipice going, where is it? And as it gets more human and asks questions like, shit, how do I get in there? The reverb goes away and it gets tight again.
The character in American Valhalla is the same guy all the way through the album. He is a veteran. He's over 40. He's been through a great experience in his life. He's seen real action and drama, but it has left him stripped of any specific identity or any home. He wants to be morally correct, but he is unable to be so and unable to decide what are the correct ethics.
Growing up near the military base of 29 Palms, I always was witness to an influx of young, inspired, hopeful people. Traditionally, in these last couple generations, joining the military is a way to leave your small town when you have no opportunity to do so in another manner. And so you leave with the hope that they'll pay for college, and next thing you know, you're being fired upon for a reason that is nebulous and could not be known.
He emphasized a line. I was singing, I'm not the man with everything, I've nothing but my name. And so he said, I want you to say that naked at the end of the track, you know.
I've nothing but my name.
I've nothing but my name. I've nothing but my name.
That move.
What, is there a sound?
Yeah, it's you getting up.
Oh, my God.
And
you documented.
The world exists from friction.
Yeah.
It's taking that noise at the end of a song and maybe elevating it, but it's these elements of rawness that translate the best.
I've nothing but my name. I've nothing but my name.
It feels to me like when it ends, that reason to have you repeat that is that it doesn't resolve where you make it to Valhalla. It's just like, I'm at the gate and I have nothing but my name. You know, it never actually crosses that threshold. It's the seconds before. And in a way, there's a bittersweetness there of like, we never know if you make it or not. Valhalla, the requirement is that you would not turn and run. Now, life to me is about the amount of fears you've faced, not conquered, just faced.
To me, it means you do something good to get in there. And then once you get in, what you would hope for is to have some peace. Before I called Josh, I felt stifled. And I thought I have to do something, but I'm going to need help. But before I look for help, I've got to look into myself and see what I've got. I didn't notice it, but it kind of crept up on me. Some other people have mentioned it, that the whole thing sounds valedictory. And that is pretty accurate with me. I told Josh when we were three quarters into this, it was obviously going to be an album. I said, you know, this is going to be my last one because I feel it's, I can find more pleasure in witnessing things and being in a situation. Like, I like a nice sky. I like pretty clouds. I like to look at a beautiful sight. I like to bear witness more and more and less be involved in, yeah, I'm getting this and I'm, you know, so those are the things to me that go with the idea of a paradise.
And now, here's American Valhalla by Iggy Pop in its entirety. Thank you.
I've nothing but my name.
I've nothing but my name. I've nothing but my name.
Visit songexploder.net for more on Iggy Pop, including a link to buy this song. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Next time on Song Exploder, Tao and the Get Down Stay Down. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Editing and transcription help on this episode by Christian Coons, and Kathleen Smith handled clearance. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Astonished man, hold him till he knows he is forgiven.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.